Oh no, guys. The View is hit by cost-cutting measures. They've had to take pay cuts, and their wardrobe budgets have been slashed. Oh no, what are these poor, poor women going to do? The one that has the lowest pay is still in the mid-six figures. But, you know, oh no. What was them? They had to take pay cuts. It sounds to me like The View isn't doing well, or they're not putting money into it like they used to. Shocker, I tell you. So we're going to talk about this. Before I get into it any further, please like and subscribe. If you do, I'll give you a woohoo. Woohoo. I am Kiki Sparkles. Welcome to Clownfish TV. It is just me for this video because Neon had to take our daughter somewhere. So I'm supposed to remind you that if you would like more Clownfish TV, you can go out to more.clownfishtv.com to find things that over there that you don't get over here. You also can find us on Clownfish TV Podcast, wherever you get your podcast at. We are probably there if you would prefer to listen as a podcast. So we're going to talk about The View because, as you know, The View has been the center of controversy for a while. And The View is right now with the ABC license. One of the big problems with it is they're trying to take away their designation, where they're allowed to talk more about politics and things. They got designated as bona fide news, saying that they shouldn't have to give equal time. And that's, when it started out as one thing. It has since become something completely different. It's gotten progressively more political towards the progressive side for the last several years. And then they've gotten to the place where they bring people on to talk about their campaign, but it's only been one-sided. So it's caused some issues, and they're being up for a renewal for their license with the FCC and ABC, and The View is part of that because they keep wanting this designation that I would argue they probably shouldn't have anymore, because they have taken it from a talk show to a political hot box all the time. As such, they are getting hit with major cost-cutting. So according to this, came originally from Page Six. And according to Page Six, The View has been hit with major cost cuts, which have affected not only the host's wardrobe budgets, but their pay raises. Oh no! Their wardrobe budgets? You mean they don't have to buy their own clothes like everybody else? A source told Page Six, Hollywood, several of the hosts, and it names them, have taken pay cuts since September 2025. Okay. Goldberg is making a mid-seven-figure salary. She's getting paid the most. Now, remember, Whoopi Goldberg was the one who was out there pleading poverty before and saying she couldn't stop working because she didn't make enough money and she needed all that money. But she's making, you know, mid-seven-figure. She's getting paid more than anybody in the group. Farrah Griffin, 37, can't say the same. Apparently, she's getting like a mid-six-figure salary. Griffin's here. They're getting a mid-six-figure salary, which is still, like, mid-six figures is still, like, a lot of money. I mean, there's a big discrepancy between $5 million a year and $500,000 a year. I think that it would be fair to bring some of them down and make it more even across the board. But Whoopi Goldberg, and she's been on there for years. So I can see why someone who's been on there for years got paid more than you did. But apparently, it's going to cause infighting. One thing I know is, at different jobs I've had, if people find out the salaries of other people and you're in the same job, the same, like when I'm a teacher, if people are on the same step, which you went by steps for every year, and you found out that somebody that was on the same step as you made more money than you, you'd get mad about it. And rightfully so, because unless they had like more education, had a master's or something like that, you shouldn't be getting paid more than you. And that's what it is here. I think Whoopi's getting more because she's been on there a long time. She probably earned up to that point. She also was a celebrity before she came on there. And some of these other people that come on here aren't going to be paid as much because they didn't have that star power, and they're newer. So of course they wouldn't get paid as much. They have to work up to that. But I guess she asked for a raise and they told her no. I don't know why you think you'd get a raise when they cut everybody else's salaries, but she did and they said no. But no, on top of that, guys, their budget for their wardrobe was impacted. They're all mad because they were all wearing really expensive designer clothes, and now it's the same budget of a Wendy Williams show versus a marquee daytime show. So they were getting paid between, she was the lowest at mid-six figures to mid-seven figures. So they're all getting paid a shit ton of money to basically just scream about Trump all day. And they're mad because all the designer clothes they've been purchasing, they'll have to buy themselves, or they'll have to buy less expensive clothing because their budget's been cut for how much they can spend on their designer clothes. Cry me a fucking river. Meanwhile, there's a bunch of people who can't even afford to eat or pay their bills or buy their medicines. you know, you're complaining about a mid six-figure salary, and then you don't, and you're complaining because you can't buy designer clothes anymore. Honestly, I've seen some of the stuff you wore. I never would have guessed it was designer to begin with. I don't think anybody cares. I think half your views are hate watches, you know, and I think half of them are people who agree with you. And I don't think that you, if we look that you're they're claiming the numbers are higher than they were. I don't buy it. Other than the fact that people are just waiting to see what dumbassery they spout off next. I don't think that's the case. If they're watching, you're watching to see what happens with the FCC and the bona fide news and shit, which you guys have been trying to walk back recently because you're trying not to lose it all. But they're mad. They keep downsizing and downsizing and downsizing, the person said. If your show's doing great and it's really important to the network, they aren't going to downsize you. Well, we'll be going to talk about this as she only gets six figures. They said that unfortunately, more cuts were expected as the new season is set to begin filming in September. When, with some wondering when enough is enough. Oh, bitch, please. We've all been wondering when it comes to the View, when is enough enough? You know, I don't even know how this show stays on the air. If it was doing well as it was, they wouldn't be trying to spin it off into podcasts and other places with money. It sounds to me like they're taking what they have and trying to branch off to as many places as they can to have different income streams and to support it because they're not supporting it just as a show on its own anymore, is what it sounds like to me. As somebody who's been doing this a long time and has their own spin-off things for different reasons, that's the reason I'm getting from this. But, you know, I'm not feeling too bad for you if you can't buy designer clothes to go on the air. The show is downgrading its filming space. Oh, and the fan favorite Halloween show will be scrapped this year. Doesn't sound too good. So their pays got cut. Their wardrobe budget got cut. They downgraded the filming space. They're canceling, you know, specialty shows in the, within the show. Meanwhile, product integrations have become rare as advertisers have begun reaching out to competitors. Oh, this is just delightful. So their advertisers don't want to be on there anymore, probably because they're too damn controversial and it's too divisive. Because here's the thing, it's like we see this time and time again. Oh, that company leans this way, or that company advertised on this show, so they must agree with that show. So if half the audience votes the other way, they're not going to support that product anymore, which I think personally is stupid. I mean, advertisers are going to advertise where eyeballs are across the board, but it's probably biting them in the ass, and they get a better return on investment, better ROI if they go someplace else. Probably like YouTubers and podcasters and things like that have more of an audience. So this is just interesting. There are definitely tensions with ABC, the source said. A rep for The View did not respond to a request for comment. I'm sure there are tensions with ABC because The View and their idiocy and they keep doing the stuff they were told to be equal and to stop pushing into politics so much bit them in the ass. It's fuck around and find out type FAFO, you know? That's what it sounds like to me. But this does not sound good. Pay cuts. Wardrobe budgets being cut to save money, a downgraded film space. It's hemorrhaging money, is what it sounds like. And they're trying to find a place for it. But I think The View is unlimited time. I think they're on the way out because they're not giving it the budget anymore. They're not giving them the attention anymore. They're not paying for their designer clothes anymore. That's interesting. It says been on the air since 97. Yes, the original hosting lineup included Barbara Walters, Behar. I knew Behar had been on here. I think she's the only one that's been on here from the beginning. Star Jones, Meredith Vieira, Debbie Metinopoulos. Thing is, Behar isn't paid as much as Whoopi, and Behar's been on there longer than her. They said other women have come and gone over the years, and they mentioned who they are. They said that Brian Tetta has been the executive producer since 2017 and also hosts the show's companion podcast. But again, they tried to do another podcast. But if they're cutting the money, that means they're not getting it. They're not getting the views. They're not getting the dollars. The advertisers are pulling. People are just, the View has overstayed its welcome. So, oh my, however will these socialist cheerleaders be able to afford their champagne? These women should be paying the network to put them on the air. They contribute nothing or to anything. First of all, these broads are no stars. And second, the five-ring circus should have been canceled when Baba Wawa stepped down. It was her show, actually. Whoopi wears designer clothing. Yeah, I thought that was weird. She looks like she's in pajamas every day. All of them are overpaid. I agree. Tragedy. Although Whoopi Goldberg 70 is making mid seven figure salary and is the highest paid in the group. Wait, mid seven figures like 4 million to 6 million. Yes. To sit on her rear end, half asleep until she pipes up to denounce white people's racism once again. It's boggling how Whoopi is considered no an authority on anything. They all deserve minimum wage. It's like any job. If you don't like the compensation, find something better elsewhere. I don't think many of these people can get something elsewhere. You can tell the wardrobe. Clothes look like they're off the rack new. Hope they downsize it right off the air. Yes, please. I think, honestly, it's like first world problems. I only get mid five figures, and you're not paying for my designer clothes anymore. I'd argue, why do you need designer clothes every day of the show anyway? Why can't you just wear the same thing more than once? Why can't you, if you're out there to be example to women, and you're supposed to be like, we're here for you women. We're here to like show you what's what and show you like how you could be and give you ideas and things like that. But you have to wear designer clothes like us. Why can't you just be wearing stuff that most people could afford? Like, oh, this light, you like this? I got this on Amazon. Oh, did you like my new shoes? Yeah, these were from like, you know, Kohl's or something like that. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be like, I got it at Goodwill. I got it at the thrift store. That's what I do now. Hey, that's a great dress. I paid a dollar. And I totally do that, actually. And it has pockets. And I would be more impressed by that. Like, because you're setting yourself apart. Like, you're not relatable anymore. Because I used to be relatable to women. And that was the point. They were doing things that people talk about problems and family and pop culture and relatable things. And over the years, they've gotten further and further away from that. And I think that's why people have gone elsewhere. And that and the fact that they're politically pickled out, you know, the ass, and it's ridiculous. So The View might be going down. And I don't think many people will be very sad about that. So what do you think? Pop the champagne, comment, and let us know. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Now funding on Kickstarter, a brand new set of Halloween mask pins, vintage style pins designed by me, Neon. Check it out at halloween.ninja. That's halloween.ninja.